Good morning. It's Thursday, May 12th, and you have tuned in to the KRFY Morning Show right here on 88.5 KRFY. That's Panhandle Community Radio. This morning, I'm in the studio. I'm Jack, and across from me, the prodigal son has returned. He's back.
The man, the myth.
The man, the myth. Jack is no longer lonesome today.
That's right.
He's got somebody with him. I'm Jim Healy, your co-host for this morning on the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am just jazzed about this coming up hour, and we might even flood over into the 9 o'clock hour.
It's very possible. We have quite a lineup of music, and of course, Dino Wall Month continues here on KRFY.
What else can I talk about? We talked about Rotary last week and festival this week.
Yeah, we've covered it all. Yeah. This is your third appearance in 5 or 6 weeks or something like that.
So thank you for tuning in to 88.5 Dino Wall, community supported activist.
Yes, that's right. Need a new tagline.
Should I do the? I'll tell you about the weather real quick.
Let's do the weather, even though we're indoors.
Yes, we are. It looks like today's going to be a nice one. Mostly sunny, but isolated showers later on today. Calm wind becoming southwest, 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is about 20%.
Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? A calm wind, you know, like jumbo shrimp or military intelligence. Calm wind.
Yeah, no wind is calm.
I don't think so. Okay, yeah. If you say so, Jack.
Yeah, once it's wind,
it's no longer calm.
No, I would say you could say a breeze might be calm or something.
Light, a light breeze. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Coming up this week, tonight, looks like we might have some isolated showers before midnight, but mostly clear with a low around 43. According to the National Weather Service, tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high near 70 degrees, and that's great. Saturday, mostly sunny, high right around 70 again, and a low down to 42 in the evening. Sunday, we do have a 40% chance of showers, and the high is only going to be up into the mid-60s, and then clearing up again early next week, mostly sunny and a high near 68 on Monday. At least that's the forecast from today. Thursday.
Take it for what it's worth.
That's right. It does keep shifting.
I always say the only profession in the world where you can be wrong half the time and still have a job.
And we don't penalize them. You know, you're absolutely correct. You know, I mean, they could be as wrong as they want to be.
Yeah.
And think of any other profession where you can be as wrong as a weather forecaster and still wake up the next morning and have a job. But
we do the National Weather Service, but I have thought in the past that we should just call some local oldster who has been here for 50 years.
Who has the crystal ball and listen to the crystal ball.
And say, what do you think it's going to be like? Because I bet they're as correct, if not more so.
There used to be this guy down in Coeur d'Alene who worked for the Weather Service for many years, and he was just kind of this guru. And he was right on, and as far as long-term kind of climate stuff. And so we'd always wonder how the summer was going to be for the festival, and he was always right. It was very interesting.
Probably, you know,
Avista used him for a long time.
His ring finger ached a little bit, and
yeah.
So he knew that was like clear weather for the next 3 months. You know, probably went by how his body felt. But speaking of the festival, we have Dinah Wall here, and she is with us, and we're not going to let her go until we don't have to worry anymore. That must be a load off your chest.
Everybody knows. Yeah, and everybody's happy, which is always makes me happy.
How does that feel to have the lineup announced earlier than usual?
It feels really, really good. I mean, we did it this year for the first time 3 weeks earlier. We announced at our wine fest event on April 29th. And it was a stressful that week, let me tell you. I mean, we were thinking, what were we thinking doing these two monumental things on the same week? But it really has taken a lot of the stress off of us that we would have had right now. And it's just fun to let the cat out of the bag a little earlier. And, you know, there's a lot of competition. I mean, one of the reasons we did it is because there's so much more competition in outdoor music these days in our region. We used to be the only show in town, really, 20 years ago. And now, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on from Missoula to Spokane and beyond. And so we're really competing, and we want to get our concerts out there as soon as possible so people can have a choice to
And start making plans, because yes. not only does one come to the concert, there's also the lake. There's yep. also the mountains around to maybe even plan a family vacation.
That's right. Yeah. So people have more time to get on it, and it's exciting.
So what is new this year with the outside of the fact that you have announced 3 weeks earlier? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that's new?
Well, yes. Yeah, something dramatically different is the way. Dramatically different. Dramatically. You know how sometimes you're forced to make a change? Probably won't happen unless you're just forced to do it. Well, that kind of happened with us this year with ticketing, because we've been with Tickets West for a long, long time, and they just wanted to kind of change the way that they did things, and all the tickets were going to be processed through them instead of us, and the fees were going to be much higher for the concert goers. And so we looked around and decided to kind of come into the 21st century and go paperless with our tickets, with a new ticket processor called Eventbrite. And it's something that a lot of concerts do now. And it's kind of like when you book an airline reservation, and then right. you can just print out your boarding pass at home. It gets emailed to you, your confirmation. Or you can keep it on your device. You can have it on your phone. We're going to have scanners instead of taking your ticket and ripping it in half and giving it back to you. We'll be scanning either your ticket you've printed out at home, or we'll be scanning your phone. I've seen people do that at the airport. And
exactly.
I'm not trusting enough to do that yet, but I like printing out my own boarding pass at home and doing that. But for people who want to go old school, we can still print tickets. We still will have ticket stock that we can print if people want the little physical tickets.
There might be a stub collector out there, a ticket
exactly.
stub collector that mm-hmm. has been some collection of Festival at Sandpoint for the last 20 years, and this would... You know, I mean, if you put it on a device, how do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
we can.
I
have old ticket stubs from the 70s and on, you know, so mm-hmm. I understand that people might want to do that. And some people just, you know, want to have that assurance. Or some people like have come into the office and they don't have a printer that works, or they don't have,
okay.
And believe it or not, some people don't have smartphones. People are rebelling against the future.
Or they just are still hanging around the last century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you don't have a printer at home, which let me tell you, sometimes our printer doesn't work.
Right.
We run out of ink. Or if you cannot put it on your mobile device, you can always get a hard copy.
Yep.
You can go to the festival office that is located at
525 Pine Street, right next to the community garden and across from the Owens and Kerr architectural office and Melody Muffler. We're right there at the kind of where 6th Avenue comes into Pine.
And a phone number?
And it is 208-265-4554. And as you said, if people want tickets, you know, they can have them, they can call us and put their order over the phone and have them put on will call under their name. Or they can just come in and pick up physical tickets. So that is possible if people still want to do it that way.
And it's always nice to stop by the festival office to have... faces with the voices you've heard, and it's really a great environment. And
it's fun. We have
little candies there that you can take a candy when
leave. People get mad when the Reesons are gone. You know, we have Reesons and Jolly Ranchers, but the Reesons are the ones that, you know, the little chocolate and caramel ones.
Well, I get upset when there's no cherry Jolly Rancher. I mean, you always there. There's always the sour apple. I mean,
I like a sour apple.
Oh, excuse me.
What happened to the fire though? They used to have those fiery ones.
Yes, the ones that let's do the first. Do you know that yesterday on the KFRI Morning Show, I said 3 months from today, that was yesterday, would be Angelique Kidjo. Can you believe that the festival is just a mere 3 months away?
You're scaring me.
I know. And we'll talk about what's going to happen, but let's kick off with the first night on August the 4th.
Yes. August the 4th, we're kicking off with Bruce Hornsby. I've always thought he was the perfect, you know, festival artist. And we've wanted to have him for a long time, and the stars finally aligned. And he's coming this year. And most people, you know who he is. He's been around for a long time. His big debut hit was The Way It Is. And that was back in, 1986. So he's been around quite a long time. And he's The Valley Road. I mean, Mandolin Rain. I mean, he's had so many hits. He's a fabulous keyboardist. He actually, this is an interesting tidbit that I didn't know. He played like 100 shows with the Grateful Dead.
Some of us didn't know that.
You knew that? Well, I did not know that. I was wow.
The Grateful Dead have had a history of accidents happening to their keyboard players, either through early death, motorcycle accident, suicide. And the latest one committed suicide, Brett Midland. And so he subbed for the Grateful Dead. And it comes around full circle when Bruce Hornsby did his solo albums in the late 90s. Jerry Garcia would be the lead guitarist.
Yeah, and I was fascinated to find that out.
Oh, there's a whole history.
And it's interesting that he and his brother, Bruce Hornsby and his brother, he's from Virginia, and when they were in college, they had a Dead like cover band. That's a lot of the
stuff I didn't know.
Yeah, so he was already familiar with the material, I guess, for a long time.
Well, he also was the keyboardist for the last Grateful Dead performance last summer in Chicago, Soldier Field. Up there. And just tickling away. But he's gone through several reincarnations. It used to be Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Right. And now it's the Noisemakers.
Mm-hmm. And the only Noisemakers ones I have is a double CD of it live. And most of the versions of the songs are a little bit too long. Mm-hmm. But they are coming out with a new CD on June 17th.
Hey, just in time.
So I would imagine that we will be getting some new material from Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers at the concert. But you're going to have to wait till June 17th for the release of it. Should we play a couple Bruce songs?
Absolutely.
I've got it queued up. We'll do a couple of them. One is from his Bruce Hornsby and the Range album called A Night on the Town. We'll do Special Night. And then we're going to do one from... I just went to San Francisco and discovered this one at Amoeba Music on Haight Street, a double one called Spirit Trail. It's a solo effort, but it just is so Bruce Hornsby. And so we'll do a cut there called Shadow Hand. This will be Bruce Hornsby on August the 4th, the kickoff night of the concert. And then when we come back of the festival, we'll talk about who's warming him up.
That's right.
We will. Here on 88.5 KRFY, Bruce Hornsby, without the Range, without the Noisemakers, with Special Night and then Shadow Hand. That was a couple songs by Bruce Hornsby, who will be kicking off this year's festival at Sandpoint on August 4th. Who's going to warm Bruce up?
Oh, well, this is really exciting because it is someone from Sandpoint, Bridges Home, which is Dave and Tammy Gunter. And Dave's son, Paul, who's our site manager at the festival, has also been playing a lot of gigs with them lately on the bass. And so he'll be joining them, too. So that's going to be a busy day for our Paul out there at the field.
But, I'll say.
Yeah. I had to giggle when you said site manager. I'm going, what, does he stand by the entrance and just look around?
No, different
kind of site.
He's really in charge of kind of the band. He's a liaison with the bands, and he does load in, load out, sets up everything.
Excellent. So we have local performers warming up Bruce, and anything else going on
and
that
a brew night? Fest, our big brew fest. You can add, it's like, do you want fries with that? Of course. Do you want beer with that? Yes. You for $10 more, you can get a brew fest ticket, and you get this cute little Pilsner glass that says the Brew Fest at Sandpoint, and you can try, probably 35 different brews from the Northwest. And it's a lot of fun. And that happens right when the gates open at 6. And so between 6 and 7:30, there's all the brew tasting going on. And then Bridges Home comes on at 7:30.
And where do you get your Brewfest ticket?
You can do the same way online at festival@sandpoint.com, or you can call 265-4554 or come by the festival office.
And what happens if you decide, oh, no, I don't want a Brewfest ticket, and then you get there and you see everybody walking around with these handsome commemorative glasses?
Oh, it happens. And we can sell it on site.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
You just go right up to the Brewfest entrance, which is on the lake side of Memorial Field. And we have people right there with their handy little tablets that can sell you a ticket.
Perfect. Now, speaking of tickets, season tickets are no longer on sale, correct?
That is correct.
But
all the individual tickets are on sale.
So you can pick and choose if you want to. Now, no longer the season tickets are available for the festival at Sandpoint. But let's say if you are here for Bruce, but then you're exiting out for something. Gosh knows why you would exit out during festival. But maybe there's a wedding in South Carolina you want to go to. And so you can catch an individual ticket.
That's right. You can do that. You can pick and choose, and you can still buy them all even and just make your own season pass out.
And the phone number
is 265-4554, and our office opens at 9. So if you're thinking about doing that right now, you might want to wait a few minutes. But you can hop online right now, festival@sandpoint.com, and buy your tickets. And it's, like I said earlier, it's so easy now because you'll just get an email confirmation and your tickets will come right to you on your email. So you can do it all from the comfort of your home or car or whatever.
Speaking of tickets, I know, okay, so it's going to be electronic tickets. Is the getting into the concert, is that the same as it was, I'm thinking, last year and the year before? You can go early in the morning, get it like a number?
That's
like
right. You can get, yeah, yes.
It, which is cool.
Absolutely. You can go and get a number and then be gone. And we give those numbers out at around 8 o'clock and again at 10. And if we have any more around noon, we'll give them out then. But if we get to 300 numbers, then they're gone, you know. And then you just have to come back about an hour before and queue up in line out at Memorial Field. And It's a good way, you know. People used to stand in line all day long, and you know that's terrible.
Starting in July.
Well, especially if you're a tourist, we want you to get out in town and do things and have fun on the lake. And also, if you work, you know, you can come early and get a ticket and then go back to work. And so that's that, you know. But there really isn't a bad seat in the house, really. Even if you end
Absolutely
up in the grandstands,
not.
That's actually one of the best places. That's a secret.
I like the keep it a secret. Let's talk about that's where I usually end up because
The sound is the best there, actually, because you're right behind the front of house mixed position, you know, so you're right there hearing what our wonderful sound engineer
and hears. And you're up higher, you just bring a pair of binoculars if you want to see. But I think you're absolutely correct, the sound, but let's not tell too many people.
Okay, all right.
Cool. Okay, that is Thursday night the 4th.
Yes.
Okay. We're heading into the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going to happen on Friday night?
We have got a special dance show, Railroad Earth. I mean, they are fantastic. They are one of the best Newgrass jam bands around. And it's kind of funny because I thought, Railroad Earth, that sounds familiar. And it's from a Jack Kerouac story, October in the Railroad Earth. That's how they got their name. And they actually have a song from of the same, you know, same title. And it's one of those fantastic bands that combines bluegrass, rock and roll, jazz, Celtic, and each member of their band is just virtuosic on their instrument. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, like Trampled by Turtles. If you really watch each individual musician, you realize, wow, that guy is like one of the best mandolin players I've ever seen, or, you know, whatever they're playing, whether it be a fiddle or a banjo or a, you know, and they have these shows that just jam and just go into, I mean, people dance. And at first we were just going to have them, it would be an evening, and they just do these two long sets and it's just them. And then we did find a really cool opener and they said, you know, I think we do want a little short opener first. And this band is called Rabbit Wild and they are out of Bellingham and they just, you know, are a huge hit with Western Washington University students and that whole area. And in Seattle really has, they're kind of taking Seattle by storm. And, you know, they really call themselves a folk rock band, which is, I don't know, is that an oxymoron? I don't know. Folk rock.
I'm going to have to blow the dust off my early Birds album and where that free. But yes, folk rock.
Folk rock. So it's real. It's like kind of folk rock, but it has a lot of high energy and showmanship. And I hear their lead singer is just, you know, a blast to watch.
Cool. That's
Wild kicking it off. And that is a dance show, which means the venue is configured a little differently, where, you know, people can bring their blankets and kind of camp out. Set up their stuff on the side and then jump into the middle to, you know, just, it's only people allowed in the middle, not chairs. And all
well, that. One of the things I found interesting, I did not know that much about Railroad Earth, but I started looking at their CDs and purchasing some. They disappear for like 20 minutes. I mean, when you talk about a jam band.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say that they're primarily bluegrass, but boy, do they get into all sorts of other genres. And you're mm-hmm. absolutely correct. Their jams will highlight the mm-hmm. musicianship, mm-hmm. Which is really interesting. You know, when you talk about Bruce Hornsby being a... improvising and being going off on a jam, I think Railroad Earth will be a real treat.
Well, yeah, and you know, going off on these jams, we were kind of talking about the Grateful Dead earlier with Bruce Hornsby, and you know, they kind of do that, and they also have fans. Like, you know, there were the Deadheads that follow, you know, go around to all the shows. Their fans are affectionately known as hobos, and they flock to all their shows. And in 2001, they were an instant hit at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and Sugar Hill Records offered them a record deal on the spot. It was just like, whoa, okay, these people are here. And so they became a real instant hit in that genre.
I would wager that many people have not heard their music, so let's play a couple.
Absolutely.
You're here at 88.5 KRFY, the morning show with Jack and Jim, and our guest is Dinah Wall, and we are going through the upcoming lineup for the festival at Sandpoint. So on August 5th will be Railroad Earth. Being warmed up by Rabbit. It sounds like Rabid.
Rabid Wild. I know. Rabbit, wild Rabbit.
Rabbit Wild, but it's Rabbit.
Rabbit Wild.
Wild. Yeah. And we're going to play a couple cuts. And the two that I've selected, one is called Real Love, that will... It's one of the shorter ones, and it highlights the vocals. But the next one, Water, Fountain, Quicksand, will give you an idea of their instrumentation and the kind of only expand it for another 15 minutes, and you'll probably get a sense. So this is on Friday night, the dance concert.
That's right.
And
Friday, August 5th.
August 5th, Railroad Earth, here on the Festival at Sandpoint and 88.5 KRFY.
Railroad Earth, Water, Fountain, Quicksand is the name of that one. Before that, we heard Real Love. Two by Railroad Earth. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Jack and Jim in the studio with Dinah Wall. They're performing the dance concert at the festival at Sandpoint on Friday. Dino and Jim.
We were cutting a rug right here during that song.
We were dancing
song.
Around with awesome. That second
yeah.
one.
yeah.
Dino, yeah, speaking of dance concerts, so the... That's different.
It is. It's a little bit
What does
different.
That mean?
Well, it means that the area right in front of the stage is totally open for standing and dancing. Like, you know, in many concerts around the country, that's all it is. You know, I mean, it's kind of a luxury to be able to lay out your blanket and just kind of cruise in a chair. But you can still do that at this concert, but kind of on the wings, you know, like it's kind of the opposite of how it normally would be, where we have the dance areas on the side. This night we have, it's like in the middle, and before the artists come on, you can hang out in the middle part and, you know, with your coolers and everything. But right before the music starts, we ask everybody to clear their stuff out, their coolers and their chairs. And you, so you have a little spot that you can kind of go to on the side, or a lot of people, you know, also go up to the grandstands on this night, but then you can go down and dance, you know, just with your own self, you know, and or anyone you want to, but you know, you leave your coolers on the side, so you can dance for a while, and some people will dance for the whole thing, and then other people will take a break and go back to their little spot that they have on either side of the dance area. And so there are little breaks in the fencing where you can get out of that middle area, but it's basically, you know, everyone will be up by the stage and arms in the air dancing, and it's a really fun time. So there are certain groups that just kind of dictate that setup, where it would be really hard to keep people in their seats for this music. I mean, we couldn't even stay in our seats, you know what I mean, in the radio
we
studio.
Couldn't even sit still during that. Yeah. It reminds me of this last Friday night, the Little Smokies concert at the Panada Theater. People just ran down and crammed the front of it. You could hardly move in front of the band.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity because this clears out a big space. And especially, we played that second one song by Railroad Earth to give you an idea of the instrumentation. And they will expand that for 15, 20 minutes.
Sure.
So get on your dancing shoes or kick off your shoes and do it barefoot in the grass, but just go out and have a great
time.
Well,
and they'll do two really long sets. I mean, that's what they typically do. They'll do two 75 to 90 minute sets, which is longer, twice as long as most bands play. And they'll give you about 15 minutes in the middle, and they'll probably go and, you know, sip a beer or a bottle, big bottle of water or something. Yeah, and you can go and eat on Festival Street or
rehydrate,
you know, rehydrate yourselves before getting back out there. And so that'll be a really great
Railroad
show.
Earth on August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Super Saturday in capital letters is
Emmylou Harris.
Oh my gosh. Royalty coming back to Sandpoint.
Yeah.
It's been a long time too. She was here with the Nash Ramblers. We just looked it up and she was here in 1992. So that's a long, long time ago. And she just keeps getting more beautiful and more amazing sounding. Really. I mean, truly. And you know, there's hardly someone who has been decorated this much. As for, I mean, she's had 13 Grammy Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Americana Music Association, and she was ranked number 5 on CMT's list of the 40 greatest women of country music. That's pretty huge.
That's, you know, major.
And number 22 on VH1's 100 Most Influential Women in Rock and Roll. So she isn't just a country artist either. I mean, she really has done a lot of different things.
She has obliterated the lines.
Yes.
In terms of crossing over. She's like a hybrid.
She really is.
You can find her, not only her musical style when she performs, when you think of the bands, you know, the Nash Ramblers, the Hot Band, mm-hmm. Spy Boy, Angel Band. She has just morphed, but she's also done duets and a backup singer.
Oh yeah, I can't think of hardly anyone who's collaborated with more musicians than she has. I mean, everyone from, you know, Mark Knopfler to Willie Nelson to, you know, then Bob Dylan, Graham Parsons in the early years, and then there was that fabulous trio with Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton and Emmylou, the Trio One and Trio Two, and just you know, she just is the queen of collaboration, and that voice of hers is just gorgeous.
I love those collaborations, because I can remember I was way back when a Linda Ronstadt fan, and there'd be one cut on an album where it'd be just Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. Mm-hmm. And that happened for about 3 albums. And then they came out with a trio album.
They're like, let's just do this.
Let's just get it over with and put ourselves on the... but no, this is a real treat. And you were telling us when we were listening to Railroad Earth, there's a little story behind how you got Emmylou Harris.
Oh, yes. You know, sometimes there's a silver lining, or you make lemonade out of lemons, really. And so we had Katie Lang actually lined up in that slot, and we were really excited about her. And it was only about 2 or 3 weeks before we announced that we found out that Katie Lang wasn't going to be able to make it. They had to cancel the whole leg of the tour due to somebody in the band had a personal event happening or something. So we were just devastated, and we thought, oh boy, the booking committee had to get our thinking caps on again. And we, you know, I sent messages out to all of my agents who I work with, who are friends, and said, help, you know, I have a spot to fill. And so we found Emmy Lou. Yes, we found Emmy Lou, and we got, she wasn't coming out in this area. So I kind of had to piece together.
You became her agent.
I did. I called Sun Valley, my friend Christine, who's like me in Sun Valley. And I said, okay, how about Emmy Lou Harris, you know, 2 days beforehand. And so she booked her there, and we pieced together some dates for her in the area, and it all worked. So that was really, really a relief. And she's number two in ticket sales right now. So people appreciate Emmy Lou. You know, we weren't really sure, you know, how her tickets would sell. And so she's right there behind Ben Harper, right there. I mean, you know, so that's exciting.
Well, what's exciting is that we're getting royalty with Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh, yes.
I mean, when you look back upon her long career that started in the 70s with Graham Parsons and moving on through, you're getting someone who has been practically everywhere musically, and that's exciting.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And we have opening up that night this really great band. They're just red hot. They're from Canada. I almost said Canada. Do people do that very often? Canadians. Canada.
Sure.
Canada.
Why not? Go ahead.
But the Brothers Landreth, and people are going to really appreciate them. They're just fantastic. They're the sons of Winnipeg musician Wally Landreth, and they you know, cleaned up at the Canadian Folk Music Awards. And they're just they're fantastic. They actually attracted additional media attention. American rock icon, you know, John Oates, like Hall & Oates, he agreed to perform as their opening act in Nashville in 2015.
No way. Sure.
Yeah, because he's such a fan. He goes, "Can I open for you guys?" And they're like, "Okay, yeah." And then another regional group, the Powers, are going to open up the night, starting off at 6. They're a group that I saw at the Pondere Winery. A lot of people were talking about them, and one of my board members said, "Dino, you've got to go see this band. It's a husband and wife, Dan Powers and his wife, and they have a four-piece band, and they are really, really wonderful." And you know, all of these openers, if I get to pick them, which I love to, they have to be vetted by the opening act. I mean, excuse me, the headliner has to okay them. So you know that all of these, even if they're locals, they have been okayed by Emmy Lou. So.
Tell me, okay, the Powers are from Coeur d'Alene, is that?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
They play a lot within this region. They play quite a bit.
I'm going to have to
get them on the local show.
I wonder if they have a CD.
Get them on the local show. That would be wonderful on Tuesday and Friday nights here on 88.5.
Oh, that would be really fun to get them.
Yeah, to get them and maybe perform in the studio. Jack does Audio Jack. That's his other personality.
That's right.
Audio Jack.
Yeah, he's Lonesome Jack, Audio Jack.
I love it. Jack of all trades, really.
There you go.
That's correct.
All right.
He's just Jack. Just Jack. Uh-huh. And so we're here with Dinah Wall on 88 Point. And we're going to go way beyond 9 o'clock because we're not even through the first weekend.
We're having so much fun. It's
absolutely
great.
We're going to play a couple cuts by Emmy Lou Harris right now. And the first one is a Lucinda Williams song, Oh Beating Heart Be Still. Lucinda Williams.
I love Lucinda. We'll get her here one year, Jim. I promise you.
This is a Lucinda Williams song sung by, coming off the second album of duets with Emmy Lou Harris and Rodney Crowell, The Traveling Kind. This is I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. She goes all the way back to her first album in the mid-70s. She did a Rodney Crowell song, in a sense, discovered him.
Oh,
and
wow.
So now they've done two albums. This is I Just
And he's been here to the festival.
He was, a couple years
yes,
ago.
Yes, he was.
And put on a heck of a concert.
He did. He's
just
great.
We're going to listen to I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. That's sort of an tempo. And then Boy from Tupelo. That comes from her Red Dirt Girl album.
Love
and
that
so
album.
That's a solo Emmy Lou, but the first one is with Rodney Crowell, a Lucinda Williams song, I Just Wanted to See You So Bad.
That was Emmylou Harris. The song was Boy from Tupelo. Before that...
Who could that be?
Oh, who indeed, yeah.
Who indeed could that be?
What a mystery.
I don't think that's someone she did a duet with.
No, I don't think so.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis?
The Boy from
Boy
Tupelo.
Boy from Tupelo.
Oh, that's right. Oh, of course, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before that, Emmylou and Rodney Crowell with I Just Wanted to See You So Bad.
I love that version of that song.
Yeah.
It's
just
good.
Great. You're here on The Morning Show, and we are just... taking our time with Dinah Wall. This is Jim and Jack. We're taking our, and we're going to go over into the 9 o'clock hour because we're hardly mm-hmm. through the first weekend.
And it's so much fun to listen to a couple of songs from each artist because they're people. I mean, these the artists are so prolific and they have so many different tempos and things that they've done. So it's exciting.
We try to pick something representative. Mm-hmm. And yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are now collapsed. Oh, talk about Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, the Sunday, family Sunday. Day. It is a musical zoo featuring Peter and the Wolf and also a carnival of the animals. And if you haven't ever been to the family concert and you, even if you don't have kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, you should just come because it's a blast. The gates open at 2:30 and we have activities like you can't believe. It's, you know, face painting and we have a petting zoo with animals. We have pony rides. We have an instrument petting zoo that's run by the charter school, Forest Bird Charter School, where kids can try all different instruments and the band.
Cool.
Yeah, and they're mentored by high school and middle school students. We have clowns and jugglers and magicians. We have a show showing birds of prey with osprey and eagles. And then we have a really, really great concert that is performed by the community orchestra that we put
together.
Peter
and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf. It's going to be a really great time.
That is on
Sunday, August 7th, and all tickets are only $6. It's just a great, affordable, fun
Perfect.
Time to come out to the festival. And that day, it's kind of funny because, you know, we have two bars on site at the festival, but on that day, it is a kid's bar, and nobody over 21 is allowed in the bar, and we sell, you know...
Snow cones.
Yeah, Shirley Temples and Roy Rogers and all that good stuff.
Oh, great. That's very cool.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
Nobody over 21. That's fantastic.
It's true. And we kids run it, and they pick where the money goes, and it's a great time out there at the festival. And we do start that at 2:30, and then the music usually starts around 5 on that. And then we give you 3 days to rest.
I was going to ask you, what do you and your staff do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Oh, man, we're still working our buns off getting ready for the next week. And we also have always our sponsor and patron party that's on at a lakefront home. And we thank all of our big sponsors on Tuesday night of the festival.
So perfect.
It's a nice event to thank all of those supporters. But we're in the office. We're selling tickets like crazy usually for the next week. And just kind of, so we really don't take a breath until after the whole festival is over. But we hope that everybody who comes to the festival can recharge their batteries, because a lot of people are festival junkies and come to every single night, and we thrive because of that.
People have to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's right.
And besides sitting at home and rejuvenating and getting ready for Thursday of the second week is...
Thursday is going to be a blast with Angelique Kidjo. She is the undisputed queen of African music. She's born in Benin, and she's a Grammy Award winner. She actually just won the Grammy this year for Best World Album. So she is newly decorated with a Grammy. And I saw her first as actually a keynote speaker, because she's an activist as well. And I saw her at a conference I was at in New York, and she's just a lovely, striking woman, and she is really talented and surrounds herself with these amazing backup singers and dancers. I mean, it's going to be a real treat for your ears and your eyes that night festival.
It'll be exciting. She just was awarded by Amnesty International earlier this month, an activist, the Ambassador of Conscience Award.
Oh, wow.
Conscience.
That's so cool.
For her 30-year commitment to freedom of expression, justice, and she's also been very big on education for girls in Africa, as well as she stands against female genital mutilation. So she is quite an activist, but her music is just, I think she's going to be a real surprise to many concert goers.
There's always a hit, kind of a little secret hit concert, you know, that people haven't heard of before.
Like, who is that person?
Like, who is that person? And then they come away thinking that was the best show of the whole season. And she's going to be that show this year. So people should get tickets to that because it's also one of the more affordable shows. I mean, I think all of our shows are pretty affordable compared to big city prices. But that is a really great little sampler. And I have to tell you the story of the Afrosonics that are opening.
The warm-up band.
Yes, the warm-up band. They're from Boise. They've become very popular down there. They're a big hit at the Tree Fort Festival this year. But I found them literally by accident. I got hit by an uninsured motorist down in Spokane about a month ago and coming home from my daughter's track meet. So I was dealing very heavily with my progressive agent out of Boise. And he had this African accent. His name was Deo. And it was really funny. He'd say, Dino, it's Dale. And so we had this relationship going on here for about a week about dealing with the car and everything. And so one day he called, he couldn't get through on my cell. So he called my office and he said, the festival at Sandpoint? Oh, he goes, I have a band. I'm like, what? I said, I'm actually looking for a band, a world music band to open for Angelique. And he's like, I had no idea. I'm like going, I wonder if Deo's any good. I had no idea. So he sent me, I said, send me some links of what you're doing. And I was like, wow, these guys are pretty good. So I sent, Angelique loved them. So my progressive agent is going to be, it's like, seriously.
You talk about how strange sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, talk about a silver lining. I mean, and I really never would have found them if I hadn't gotten hit by that, hadn't gotten in that car accident.
Well, let's not make this a habit.
I don't want to find anybody else by accident. That's for sure. But that was a nice silver lining to that.
One of the things that I'm going to find interesting about Angelique is I find my response to her. I have about 7 of her albums, and she looks different on every one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I'll be curious to see. I'm not into fashion, but how she's going to look, how she's going to dress. Her latest CD, she looks like Grace Jones, with that long legs and just beautiful. Let's play a couple Angelique Kidjo songs. The first one that we're going to do is from her latest called Hello, and that is off of her 2013 Eve CD. This album is dedicated to the women of Africa, to their resilience and their beauty. Then we're going to go to a cut off of Black Ivory Soul that she does a duet with Dave Matthews. I don't think we're going to be getting Dave this summer.
Not this summer, no.
But here is Angelique Kidjo. Listen carefully. I think you're going to just love her and want to be there.
We're going to, I will play an Angelique Kidjo. Right after that, though, I'm going to have to play some Bird Note.
And then we'll do another one.
Yeah.
Cool. Then.
And stay tuned in the second hour. We'll be back with Dino. And then
Friday, Saturday of the second week.
And then after that, we've got to talk to Becky from the Panada as well about what's going on there tonight. So stick around to KRFY. But here's Angelique Kidjo. That's Angelique Kidjo with Dave Matthews. Iwoya is the name of that song. Before that, we heard another one by Angelique Kidjo called
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Oh, is that Adele?
And you're listening to The Morning Show.
African Adele.
We had a little interruption from Bird Note there around 9 o'clock.
I love Bird Note.
I do, too. And you can hear it also at 1 o'clock and at, I think, two other times during the day.
Yeah, you can. Well, you can hear it throughout the week. Definitely you can rehear it, I think, at 3 o'clock or something like that. And then occasionally at 1 o'clock as well. Once a week you hear what, the best of Bird Note?
Absolutely.
Like the best of Bird Note. Yeah. It's a double
hits.
Album.
Mm-hmm.
You're still listening to the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. Going over to the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to move quickly because we've got some guests coming into the studio. I could go on forever with Dino and Jack about the upcoming. We got you through the 11th of August. Mm-hmm. We still have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Friday is?
Friday is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And they are, you know, probably, if you had a house band for the festival, I think Nitty Gritty would be it. They've been with us. This will be their fourth time. They've sold out every time they've come. They were on the very first year that I was, the director for the festival in 1999. And they've been back a couple other times. And this is their 50th anniversary tour, and that's one of the reasons why I brought them back. There was a wonderful PBS special on them with a lot of guests like Alison Krauss and John Prine and Jackson Brown, who was actually briefly in the band. They're just going to have a great time. People will love them, and that'll sell out again for sure.
50th anniversary?
Yes, 50th anniversary. Right. And the opening for them is an up-and-coming, Luke Bell is his name, and he's kind of a honky-tonk. Rolling Stone said he plays classic honky-tonk with a wink and a yodel that summons the sleeping ghosts of country better than any voodoo spell ever could.
Ooh.
Curious?
Thank you, Rolling Stone.
Yeah, always the good quotes from Rolling Stone. So Nitty Gritty is just, you know, one of those bands that you don't want to miss, and everybody knows all the hits, you know.
We'll blow the dust off one of those hits coming up. This is a song written by Rodney Kroll with Linda Ronstadt doing a background vocals on a song that you know quite well, An American Dream by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the festival at Sandpoint on August 12.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, An American Dream is the name of that song. They are playing the festival Friday, August 12th here in Sandpoint.
You got to admit it, you were singing to that song there, wherever you are.
I was moving.
Mm-hmm. We were,
swaying.
Swaying around, singing.
I want to go to the Coconut Grove.
Yeah, sounds good.
It does.
Sandy beaches, rum every night, Jim.
What's wrong with that?
Who's coming up on Super Saturday, August 13th.
Oh, man. Somebody that we've been wanting to get for a long time, too. Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. Love Ben Harper, of course. Grammy Award winner. Huge, huge hit. He's our top seller so far. People are really excited about Ben Harper. And that is also a dance show because we figure people won't want to stay still for that one.
Good luck.
It'll be like a Fronte-esque kind of vibe going on, and really, really excited about Ben Harper coming to Sandpoint. You know, people, he's had such great hits, Diamonds on the Inside, Burn One Down, Steal My Kisses, and his latest Pink Balloon, which gets a lot of airplay. But he's done a lot of other projects, and he's even done, you were telling me, Jim, that he did a project with his mother, which is very cool.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, he released a CD with his mother, and I think she has been a tremendous musical influence on him. And it's very folkish, just the two of them with guitars, not much instrumentation. We do have the album in rotation here, and I think I picked a song or two off it to put into rotation here. But he is all over the place. He's reggae, he's rock, he's blues, he's folk. Name it. The guy plays it.
Definitely. And he's bringing with him his old collaborator, Tom Friend, who he was a college student with at Pitzer College. And their first album, actually Ben Harper's first album, was done with this guy. And I've given him a listen, and he's going to be really fun, too. And then we have our local troubadour, Sadie Wagner, is going to be opening the show. And a lot of people have seen her around town, have been telling me I have to get her. And if you haven't heard her sing Alleluia, it's one of the best conditions I've ever heard. And she's going to be joined by her her dad, who's a very accomplished guitarist, who they usually perform together, and her mom, who is a singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tammy Davis. She even had a big hit, number one hit, with Suds in the Bucket that she wrote for Sarah Evans. So she'll be joined on stage with her mom playing bass and her, and yeah, so that's going to be really fun. So that is Super Saturday.
August 13th.
And there you have it.
And there you have it. Ben Harper, say no more.
Should we talk right now about Sunday, August 14th, or
absolutely,
we can come back? And, yeah,
we could do that. And so that is the grand finale, and it is the culmination of the festival. On Sunday, we open the gates at 4:30 for our wine tasting, which is called the Taste of the Stars, and it has become the largest event of its kind in the whole state of Idaho. So it's absolutely fantastic. We have over 35 wineries there, and if you buy a ticket, it comes with it. It's complimentary, and you're over 21, you get a glass. A Taste of the Stars festival glass, and head over there and do some wine tasting. And then we have a wonderful concert planned, and it's a Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's featuring, you know, music from the Four Seasons, Vivaldi, Mendelssohn's Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream, Strauss, Tchaikovsky, and then the return of Vadim Nezalovsky, who is this pianist that came last year, who's a real kind of melds jazz and classical, and people just went nuts for him. So he's actually written a piece for it. We've commissioned him, and it's going to be a world premiere for the second half. And in the first half, we have some wonderful local talent. Haley Fuque is going to be the soprano, and Jason Moody, and perhaps some others too, on that first half of that program with the Spokane Symphony, and Gary Sheldon. And Gary Sheldon, our maestro, is actually here in town this week doing the fifth grade outreach. We have an ensemble of musicians that are in every fifth grade classroom in Bonner and Boundary County. And we also, public schools, private schools, we invite homeschoolers to come. And we even have a public performance of that today. If you want to go to Luther Park at 3:15, it's a free public performance. And there's excerpts from both the family concert and the grand finale that this ensemble of 14 musicians are playing. So we invite you to come check that out. And we give free tickets to the fifth graders for themselves and their parents or their other relatives to come and enjoy the festival.
Pitch that last event. That's today?
Today. 3:15? Today at 3:15 at Luther Park. Come on down. And
where's Luther Park located?
It's on Olive. Okay. It's on Olive Street in Sandpoint.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. We've been talking with Dino Wall, and we've just got so much to talk about with her. We have already booked her in for July 14th, the KRFY Morning Show, and Dino promised a ticket giveaway.
We're going to give away some tickets on July 14th.
So mark your calendar for July 14th. I know that's like a couple months away, but Dino will get back because that's also the poster unveiling day.
That is out at Dover Bay, and Kate Weisberg is our poster artist. We just announced her. She is fantastic, and I have seen the artwork, and it is wonderful. It's going to be a huge hit this year.
Well, cool. We're going to close out now. We want to thank you, Dino, for taking...
Thanks for having me. It's fun to hang out with you guys and dance around and sing. And
it's always good. We're going to close out with two Ben Harper. Like Bruce Hornsby, Ben Harper has gone through numerous backup bands. There was one album he cut with the Restless Seven. But now he's with the Innocent Criminals. And they just released, you mentioned Pink Balloon. They just released Call It What It Is on... The Concord Music Group. I've never heard of that label. But we're going to play the opening cut, When Sex Was Dirty, The Air Was Clean, by Ben Harper. And then we're going to do another Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals from a CD from a couple years ago, from the Lifeline CD. We're going to do Fool for a Lonesome Train, and then Jack will be back on.
That's right, with Patricia and Becky from the Panada, and then a phone interview with Ron Diamond.
Perfect.
Well.
And if I can throw a plug in tonight, the first hour of the KRFY Folk Music Show, I'm going to highlight an album by Spokane's own Chad Mitchell Trio. They got their start at Gonzaga. And then I'm going to do an album of cuts from Inside Dave Van Ronk. And then I just saw this past week the movie Inside Llewyn Davis about Greenwich Village and the folk music scene.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It is.
I
highly recommend it. The Coen Brothers. So that's tonight, 9 to 10 on KRFY. But here is Ben Harper when sex was dirty. Yahoo!
Was in a magazine.